What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video. Plus size Instagram model claims she was denied flight because she was too fat to fit in one seat. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, go to promopalace.biz for your product, brand, service, or your music. One-stop shop for all marketing promotion services. All right, let's get into it. Plus size Instagram model claims she was denied flight because she was too fat to fit in one seat. Plus size and model really, to me, three words that shouldn't go together, but let's keep it moving.
Talk about what it's like to fly on United Airlines when you are
plus size.
Plus, United Airlines requires that if you cannot
sit plus
the armrest down the entire flight duration, that you must purchase a second seat. When booking ahead of time, you can buy the second seat at the same time as your first for the same exact fare. If you do not want to buy a second seat and the option is available, you can choose to upgrade to first, business, or premium cabin class. United Airlines requires that you must be able to fasten your seatbelt with only one extension. And just to mention again, United Airlines does require that you're able to have the armrest down for the entire duration of the flight. So if you have two seats, obviously you have more room.
So I am plus size, and we all know being plus size and flying is absolutely the worst. So here is my like little hack for making it a bit less awful and hopefully getting you an empty seat next to you. There are two parts to this. First one is buying a fare, and this works in Australia. I don't know if it works everywhere else. Buying a fare that lets you pick your own seat and purposefully going on and moving your seat around a couple of times in the lead up to the flight so that you've got an empty seat next to you. So pick your initial seat, then log on. If you've got someone next to you in that seat, move your seat somewhere else. And what you
boy, oh boy, oh boy, we got a big story to talk about here today. Okay, we got a huge story to talk about here today because there's so much news to talk about following the Thanksgiving holiday weekend that, again, big stories like this kind of fly on the radar. Okay, as we got to talk about an Instagram influencer, an Instagram model, which I'm using that term very loosely because it seems like
anybody on Instagram
thinks be a model nowadays as long as you put TikTok or Instagram in front of it. Therefore, you're a model, okay? Or OnlyFans. I forgot that one. But we got to talk about this Instagram influencer who is accusing an airline of discriminating against her because she's too fat, okay? She's saying that she's being discriminated against because she's too big, okay? And they did not allow her to fly without purchasing another seat because she's too big. So I want to talk about this, but before I get into that, I just want to let you guys know, if you like my channel and you want to support my channel, there's plenty of ways to do so using the links in the description below. You can support the Patreon, you can support the PayPal, you can support the merch at gformanbcp.com. Again, I have my signature racist mugs, which includes the 2022 definition of racist, according to the left, which is anybody who disagrees with the Democrat Party.
Also, facts. Some
transphobe
facts.
Mugs as well, too, which is anybody who is proud to be a biological man or woman.
Facts.
I also have some new shirts you guys can check out. There's plenty of cool merch, again, for you guys.
It's a man, why not work? He shall not eat.
Check out for the holiday season.
I love
get
that
your
word.
Friends, your family members, a nice gift.
If get a man 30% shall not
off
work, he
this
shall
holiday
not
season
eat.
Using discount code non-binary.
And as you'll see, I work every
without
day.
Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into this story. Again, this influencer is accusing this airline of discriminating because she's too fat. Now, before I read this, I actually want to play a video clip of her explaining the situation. Now, here's the thing. This is in Portuguese, I believe. So, you know, if any of you guys speak Portuguese, maybe some of you guys speak Spanish.
Nope.
You can pick up on kind of what she's saying. But I just want to play a little bit of it so you guys can basically get the gist of kind of, you know, what's going on here and the fact that this person is actually complaining about this on social media. Take a look.
Embarcar. Agora, o que que eu vou fazer? Eles querem, eles estão negando o direito de eu viajar, sendo que eu vim até aqui, eu vim de Air France normal, não tive nenhum problema e agora eles estão me negando a minha passagem. Eu vou mostrar para vocês as pessoas que estão fazendo isso. Eles estão exigindo que eu compre uma passagem executiva para ir embora para o meu país, sendo que eu vim de passagem normal. E eles vão exigindo que para mim ir embora do país. Gente, eu estou desesperada, me ajudem. Eu estou desesperada. Eles não querem que eu embarque, eles não querem. Eles não querem que eu embarque, porque eu sou gorda e eu tenho que comprar uma passagem business. A passagem business custa $3,000. $3,000, eu não tenho $3,000. Eu não tenho $3,000, eu não sei o que fazer. Eu não sei o que fazer, falta meia hora para o avião embarcar e eles não querem que eu embarque. Eles estão dizendo que eu não tenho direito de subir no avião porque eu sou gorda. Eu não sei o que fazer.
Yeah, so again, I don't speak Portuguese. But,
me neither. Hey,
I was able to pick up a little bit of that. I mean, it definitely sounds like she said that they're not letting her get on board the plane. That's what it sounds like, okay? Any of you guys speak Portuguese or Spanish can pick up on that. Yeah, you can confirm that. That's the case. But we're going to go ahead and get into this because, again, I find this story to be hilarious. A woman has claimed the airline denied her the right to fly because she is, quote, too fat. Juliana Neme, 38, an influencer and plus-size model from Brazil, accused a Middle Eastern airline, Qatar Airways, from discriminating against her due to her size.
I'm about to debunk this discrimination.
You can use the title model on almost anybody.
Anything.
As long as you have Instagram in front of it, right? Or plus sized or TikTok, whatever, you can be a model. Amazing. Her video about the alleged incident has since gone viral. In it, she explained that she, her mother, and nephew were on holiday in Lebanon and on their way home to Brazil via Doha when a staffer told her she would have to purchase a more expensive first class seat if she wanted to board the flight. However, the airline said one of Juliana's family members failed to produce the required COVID-19 PCR test documentation to board the flight, the Daily Mail reported. Quote, the passenger in question at Beirut Airport was initially extremely rude and aggressive to check-in staff when one of her traveling party did not produce required PCR documentation for entry to Brazil, a Qatar Airways spokesperson told the publication. Now, here's the thing about that. I think that's stupid, right? Again, I think that the COVID-19 testing is really dumb, okay? Before, they had it so you had to be vaccinated to get into a lot of these countries. Now you don't, okay? Because they realized that the vaccine didn't live up to the hype, right? So some of these countries still are requiring these ridiculous entry requirements to get back into the country, which to me is stupid. But at the same time,
again, I agree.
At least it's not requiring you to be vaccinated, right? All you got to do is just take a test. It's sketch, bro. Right? They just come in, they put a little thing up your nose, they tell you, oh, you're negative. I just think that it's, at this point, it's an industry. Okay? So they still require something that clearly there's no purpose in requiring, but they require it anyways. And I think they do it because it's an easy way for a lot of these testing companies to make money off of foreigners coming into the country, coming in and out. So that's why I think they do it. Quote, as a result, airport security was requested to intervene as staff and passengers were extremely concerned with her behavior. In her clip, which has attracted more than 50,000 likes and thousands of comments since she shared it on Thursday, Juliana explained she had no issues boarding an Air France flight into Lebanon where she and her family were on holiday. In Portuguese, she said, quote, I bought a return ticket to Brazil through Qatar and arriving at the time to check in, a Qatar flight attendant called my mother while another staffer was finishing our check-in and told her I wasn't welcome to board because I'm fat. Juliana said her family spent a total of $4,000 on economy seats, including her $947 ticket, only to be denied from boarding the flight. I mean, that's not bad for an international flight. I'm just saying. That's not all that bad for an international flight. I mean, where is Lebanon at? The Middle East?
Yeah. That to Brazil? Overseas.
I mean, that's probably at least a what? A 10-hour flight? 8-9-10-hour flight? That's not that bad, right? It's not that bad. I'm just saying. Juliana was allegedly told she would need to pay further for a first-class ticket if she wanted to fly with the airline as the seats are bigger. Quote, a Qatar airline staffer called my mother while the lady was finishing our check-in and told her that I wasn't welcome to board because I'm fat and they weren't going to welcome me on the flight. She said, outline its policy. Qatar Airways said any passenger, quote, who impedes upon the space of a fellow traveler and cannot secure their seatbelt or lower their armrest may be required to purchase an additional seat, both as a safety precaution and for the comfort and safety of all passengers, the Daily Mail reported. Okay, so this is not discrimination then, right? If this is their policy, this is their policy. I'm just saying. This, the airline said, was in line with industry practice and most other airlines. Quote, now what am I going to do? They're denying my right to travel, but I came here by Air France and everything went well. I had no problem, and now they're denying my ticket. The frustrated tourist said while at Beirut, Rafik Harifi International Airport. Yeah, I mean, well, that's Air France. Air France and Qatar, they got two different policies. And this is something you should be aware of when you are a plus-size individual. And in this woman's case, I mean,
estou aqui.
Like, I'm just saying, bro. She a beautiful woman. But at the same time, I mean,
she ain't all that beautiful.
On, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be mean, nothing like that. Again, beautiful face. Okay, I'm pretty sure she's enjoying her life, but she's enjoying
okay.
it a little bit too much.
She's okay. Right?
Particularly when it comes to the food. And you're going to face issues,
decent
man.
Decent face,
I mean,
but...
That's just what it is, right? I mean, this bench right here, I mean, I don't think anybody else can get on this bench, bro. I mean, I'm just saying.
Damn, Greg going in.
Looks like he's struggling. Okay.
Look like the bench, I mean, about to. Yeah, the bench too look like it's about to break.
Pounds, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt.
It do look like
she
about to break.
At least 300. Okay. I mean, I think 350. I mean, I'm just saying 150, maybe 200 pounds. I'm just saying. And I'm saying it because I care. I'm not saying it because I'm trying to be mean or anything like that. I'm just keeping it 100. Quote, there are requirements to buy an expensive ticket to go back to my own country, but I came here with a normal seat ticket. Quote, I'm desperate. They don't want me to board because I'm fat. I need to buy a business ticket, which is $2,029. I don't have this money. I don't know what to do. There's only 30 minutes until the plane takes off. They're saying I have no right to board in the airplane because I'm fat. I don't know what to do. In her post, Juliana says she spent almost 2 hours begging the airline to board the flight and travel back home. Quote, my mom tried everything too. I was threatened when trying to record a what?
All right, so let me chime in. It's not discrimination. Because what she's failing to realize is just because you're overweight, you're plus-sized, doesn't mean you should get two seats for the price of one. And also, just because you're plus size and overweight doesn't mean you get to make it uncomfortable for people sitting next to you. And because that's what you're doing. Because they can't be comfortable because you're basically bigger than the seat. You're taking up more room than the actual seat. So now there's usually three seats. One, two, three. If you're on the outside, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. You're taking up extra space. These people are going to be uncomfortable. You're making it uncomfortable for them. You know, it's like when I was reacting to the video of the restaurant kicking out Christians that have abortion rights because they're making it uncomfortable for the employees. Well, this is really making it uncomfortable. you know, because planes are already uncomfortable as it is. And then you got somebody who's, you know, size of two or three people. And, you know, so, yeah, they should be either buying two seats so they can comfortably sit in two seats and that other person in that other seat can be comfortable. But when you're talking about a big person like that on a plane, I mean, they're not thinking of the count that you're making it uncomfortable for the other people because you're overweight. So I got to be uncomfortable on a plane because you're overweight and I'm not. That's not fair. That's kind of discrimination. How about the fact that why can't I buy two seats for the price of one? Because I'm a skinny person. I might need to pull up my laptop and want to watch my movie. You know, pump the brakes. This is not discrimination. This is you're making it uncomfortable for all the other people because you're overweight, because you didn't take care of yourself, because you're not healthy. You know, that's just the facts, man. Reality, man. Common sense. That shit has got to be uncomfortable when somebody of her size is taking up more space than they're supposed to. And like they said, the first class seats are bigger. So you're not making it as, you know, less comfortable. Nothing's really, first class is supposed to be more comfortable anyways. You know, yeah, like these overweight people, they just need to lose some weight or pump the brakes because you're making it uncomfortable for everybody else that has to, you know, sit next to you because you're taking up their space. You're taking up space from their seat that they paid for. That's what's not fair about this shit. These people, boy, I tell you, they only see things one-sided. They only see things that suit, that fit their, anything that fits their little box of feelings, you know, their little emotions, that's all they see. They don't see anything outside of their box of emotions. What about all the other people that's going to be uncomfortable because you're taking up two seats? And you're taking up your seat and half of somebody else's seat that they paid for. Let's pump the brakes, man. You're stealing a seat. When you think about it. Once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast.